Eschatological Optimism Towards Theory by Alexander Dugin. The main topic of this book, which consists of Daria Dugina's philosophical essays, is eschatological optimism, as is thematized in the title. It is best to follow Daria herself here, as she tries to define this notion, not in strictly rational terms, but empirically and phenomenologically, sharing her experience of living and experiencing this idea, and inviting those who are drawn to this experience. In some sense, Daria authored the concept of eschatological optimism as such. It is of no importance whether we find it among her favorite authors, Joran, Evola, Younger, or imagine it to be something original. In the first in a line that would lead us to read philosophical and cultural theories from an altogether specific angle. The point is not in words, but in how certain terms, expressions, or phrases become a method, a means of deciphering, a basis for interpreting. Eschatological optimism is a paradox. It is a combination of doomed fatalism and the triumph of free will, an acute experience of the world's collapse in faith, in the victory of the spirit, a faith which is rendered only more ardent by the fact that it has no confirmation. The eschatological optimist is capable of synthesizing and experiencing at once, and to the extreme, the highest degree of despair, as well as an all-consuming, joyful hope. The end of the former is the beginning of the latter. The pain of the end is the joy of another beginning. But we, as humans, belonging to two worlds at the same time, should not avoid suffering the doom of this world. Our calling is to suffer along with it, alongside its collapse, its imperfection, and its perversions and slide into the abyss. The human being is a suffering creature. This is not to be avoided. After all, such is our destiny, our fate. Otherwise, why would our God have suffered on the cross? He suffered, and that means that we should do the same. This world is already the end of a world, and this pain permeates all of its structures, all of its layers, all of its levels. If we are attentive, then we will read on these pages how being suffers, how the universe cries, its tears are our souls, our thoughts, our laborious dreams. But there is yet another side of things. Eternal heaven is so far away, so inaccessible, so unattainable, yet it is within us. To be more precise, if we are to be extremely keen to experiencing that which is not inside us, if we are to build our lives around this ontological perforation, this black hole, then one day a new star will be born within, the star of the hidden realm, the unevening, Nevecherny, light of resurrection. Then, at some turning point of grief, nearly imperceptibly to the eschatological optimist themselves, the darkness will turn into light. Heaven will be at arm's length, unexpectedly and abruptly, like an explosion. Translated by J.F. Arnold from the book Eschatological Optimism.